Chapter 3. Kimbo. Julie was in the hotel lobby when she heard a familiar voice behind her calling.
Julie! Julie!
She turned around and saw Andrew. He was with a woman wearing a traditional African dress and sandals. Her brown hair was long and wild, and the ends were almost blonde, burnt by the sun. Although she was in her 50s, she had a very young face and a very wide smile.
"This is Julie. She's from Ireland," Andrew said to the woman.
"Julie, this is my cousin, Kimbo. We're spending my last day on safari together."
"Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name," Julie said.
"Kimbo, it's an African name," Kimbo said.
"My cousin was born here, in Kenya," Andrew explained. "When we were kids, I had a pet dog and she had a pet lion."
"Shh, don't move," Kimbo interrupted suddenly. Andrew and Julie looked at her in confusion. She was looking at a small bird at the entrance to the lobby.
"I don't believe it. It's an African pitta," Kimbo said, very quietly.
She approached the bird very slowly and quietly, like a cheetah before a hunt. Then she took out some paper and a pencil from her bag and began to draw. After a few minutes, the drawing was finished. An exact copy of the African pitta.
"That's a beautiful drawing," Julie said.
And the bird flew away immediately.
"Oh, I'm sorry, I frightened it," said Julie.
"My dear girl, don't be sorry. You saw one of the rarest birds in Africa," Kimbo exclaimed with her eyes shining.
"Kimbo's a bird watcher. She's writing a book about the birds of East Africa," said Andrew.
"Julie is interested in elephants," he explained to Kimbo.
"Elephants are fascinating creatures," said Kimbo.
"Hey, Julie," Andrew said.
"After breakfast, we're going to watch birds at the waterhole in Kimbo's Jeep. If you still want to go there, you can join us."
"Really?"
Julie's eyes were wide open now.
"Yes, please come with us. It'll be fun," Kimbo said.
She smiled at Julie's excited face. Then she turned to her cousin and said,
"Now, Andrew, let's go and have some breakfast. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse."
Andrew and Kimbo walked to the dining room. Julie was very happy. She ran to her room and changed into safari clothes. 15 minutes later, she was back in the lobby, waiting impatiently for Andrew and Kimbo. A big bald man came into the lobby. Julie looked at him and smiled.
"Hello," she said.
But the bald man didn't smile or answer her. He walked past her to Mr. Mason's door, went in, and closed the door behind him.
"That wasn't very polite," Julie thought to herself.
Just then, Kimbo and Andrew came into the lobby from the dining room.
"Hi, Julie. You're here. Great, let's go," said Andrew.
He began to walk towards the car park. But as they approached a big purple Jeep, Andrew stopped and looked at the back tire.
"Oops, you've got a puncture, Kimbo," he said.
"Oh no," Kimbo said. "I filled all the tires with air yesterday."
She walked around the Jeep and inspected the tire.
"It is a puncture.
But don't worry," she added. "I've always got two spare tires in the back. We often get punctures in Kenya."
Kimbo brought equipment from the Jeep and began to change the tire. Julie was impressed.
"It seems like you do this every day," she said to Kimbo.
"Sometimes twice a day, my girl," said Kimbo with a smile. "The roads in Kenya are a little primitive. That's why it's so much fun to drive on them."
"Can I help?" Julie asked.
"No, thanks," said Kimbo. "It's very easy.
Julie sat on the ground and looked at the tire. Then she stopped. There was something under the Jeep. She picked it up. It was a small packet of nails. Where did these come from? She thought. She put them into her bag and then turned back to the Jeep. But her thoughts were somewhere else. She looked carefully on the ground around the flat tire. There was a big footprint next to the tire. It was an unusual design, with the shape of a shield. The footprint was very big. Too big to belong to Kimbo or Andrew. Someone was very near this Jeep, she thought. They punctured Kimbo's tire intentionally. This wasn't an accident. Julie looked carefully at the tire, and there it was. A small hole, the size of a nail. Kimbo, I know this sounds crazy, Julie said, but I don't think the flat tire was an accident. I think somebody punctured it with one of these nails.
Why do you think that? Kimbo asked.
Julie showed Kimbo and Andrew the packet of nails. Then she told them about her conversation with Mr. Mason in his office. So you see, Julie concluded, now do you agree that this flat tire wasn't an accident? Kimbo didn't agree.
I think you're imagining it, she said. Who wants to stop you from driving around the reserve?
And if someone wanted to stop you, why would they puncture Kimbo's tire? Andrew said. Nobody knows you're with us. We invited you half an hour ago. It's not logical.
Yes, maybe you're right, Julie said, looking at the hotel. I just have a strange feeling about it, that's all, she said.
You're in Africa, my girl, Kimbo said with a laugh. Everything here is strange.